Leftist Super PAC supporting Cortez Masto to host LGBTQIA+ Latinx panel. By Catherine Hamilton on June 22, 2022. A far-left Super PAC aimed at Hispanic voters both in Nevada and nationally is holding a LGBTQIA Latinx panel attacking Trump-backed U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt. The event, put on by Somos Votantes, sister organization to Somos PAC, is set to take place on Thursday in Las Vegas at Huntridge Family Clinic, which describes itself as a place that offers exceptional health care for the LGBTQIA+ and allied communities through a harm reduction lens. The Super PAC has spent millions of dollars in attack ads against Laxalt, in the hopes of empowering vulnerable incumbent Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV. In an announcement, Somos Votantes said the event will involve talking about how policy affects our LGBTQIA+ community, and how Adam Laxalt's policy is bad news for us all. At Cortez Masto has a bunch of radical gays and groomers attacking parents. This crowd wants to teach your kindergartner about sex without you knowing. It's so creepy, former acting director of the United States National Intelligence Richard Grenell said of the event. Grenell notably campaigned with Laxalt before Nevada's Republican primary election. Somos PAC's anti-Laxalt funding traces back to a D.C. dark money network and foreign billionaires group, according to a May report from Fox News. Finance data from Open Secrets shows the PAC has spent precious little promoting Cortez Masto, instead choosing to attack Laxalt before and after the primary election. Melissa Morales, founder and president of Somos PAC, told Politico in May that Laxalt's policy priorities have been extremely detrimental to the Latino and Hispanic communities of Nevada. She also noted that the ad campaign against Laxalt will be accompanied by mailers, community organizing, door-to-door canvassing and culture events. However, Democrats' prioritization of radical leftist policies is projected to be particularly unpopular with Hispanic voters, a demographic key to securing a victory in the state. April analysis from Politico cited Roy Teixeira, co-author of The Emerging Democratic Majority, saying, Nevada went from 0.3% more Democratic than the nation as a whole in 2016 to 2 points more Republican in 2020. Nevada Democrats' margin among Hispanics dropped by 8 points between those two elections, and the decline was driven almost entirely by working-class Hispanics. Cortez Masto is widely considered vulnerable due to her under-the-radar leadership style and President Joe Biden's tanking agenda and approval ratings. Nevada also has had some of the highest gas prices in the country, has been hit hardest by crises like the baby formula shortage, and is wrestling with rampant inflation, issues exacerbated by Democrats' poor economic policies. Hispanic voters make up 20%, more than 400,000, of the state's total eligible voters, though Cortez Masto only won her seat in 2016 by fewer than 27,000 votes, Politico reported. Disclosure: Breitbart News is represented by Cooper & Kirk, PLLC. Adam Laxalt is a partner at Cooper & Kirk. He is not actively engaged or working on any matters for Breitbart News.